This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. And, you know, travelers flying in or out of Dallas this month really got an unexpected reminder of how fragile our infrastructure, our aviation infrastructure can really be. Major telecom disruption in the Dallas area knocked out radar and communications and air traffic control systems, and it caused a whole ground stop and delaying or canceling of hundreds of flights at DFW and Love Field. We told you about it right here on KRLD when it was happening. But more broadly, airports around the country, they have faced technical issues, cyber vulnerabilities in recent months, from airline system glitches and ground flights to ransomware attacks. Here to talk about it all, we have a cybersecurity expert, Matt Radelich, here with us. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show.
So, Matt, with your expertise in cybersecurity, this kind of stuff must be very juicy to you as far as just how interesting everything is happening and the domino effect that it can have in everybody's daily lives. We get very comfortable and we don't like when things mess up our plans, but cybersecurity is a big risk, especially when we're traveling.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with operational resilience. A lot of times they even get confused for each other. I think when the outage at DFW happened, the first thing everybody thought was, is this a cyber attack?
Yeah, and that's the issue. It's too soon to tell, and a lot of people are panicking. But either way, thousands and thousands of people are affected because DFW is a hub for American Airlines, and that just kind of it just increases throughout the rest of the country as it just builds and builds with all these canceled flights.
And everybody wants to look for a reason why, but really, when you look at our nation's infrastructure, both from an aviation standpoint and even from a power standpoint, it's not so resilient. You can even look at what's happening in the East Coast with like Newark Airport and just having understaffage of FAA, the air traffic controllers, and they can only operate one runway at a time at one of the busiest airports in the country, and how much that slows down air traffic for everyone else. It seems like just the smallest outage or the smallest glitch in the system, and it really leads to mayhem for everybody that's traveling.
No, absolutely. I mean, when we hear, oh, there's a technical error or a communications failure, a lot of people think there's some kind of glitch there. But from your perspective, how often are these failures actually tied to cybersecurity vulnerabilities?
You know, let's break out the vulnerability, right? Like vulnerability meaning something that could be attacked. I think that we do often know, due to the government's reporting requirements, like for government agencies and government entities, they have this duty to report when it actually is a cyber incident, but they don't have to necessarily say when we were running a system that was built in 1980 and the tape went down, or we haven't replaced the hardware in 10 years and we had a hardware failure, or, you know, no, this application was built before any of us were born and no one knows how to maintain it, but it's still running, so we're still running it. I mean, these are the things that we don't read about in the news or we don't hear about because they're not an incident or a breach per se where there are these reporting requirements. And that's probably the most common case when we see outages in the travel system, especially, is they're just dated systems, whether it's baggage systems or it's the ticket issuing systems or the actual air traffic control system itself, which does seem to be pretty resilient, minus the actual air traffic controllers, which tend to have outages of their own. We see travel outages all the time.
Yeah, and that's the issue is these systems are also connected to the internet, and that automatically puts them at risk. Do they keep up with their, you know, security, something as simple as security updates?
More often than not, what I see is no. Unfortunately, organizations have, and no one is immune to having vulnerable systems or outdated systems. And the older they are, the harder that they tend to be to patch. And also, the other thing that's running up against the aviation industry is that's 24/7 nature. You know, to bring a system down to actually maintain it might mean loss of revenue or another outage that disrupts travel, which nobody wants to hear about, especially during a summer holiday season or during any travel season.
Yeah, so how do those structural vulnerabilities also compound with the cyber risk? Because, one kind of joke about was how the Pentagon had, there was like this meme that says, oh, we have the most secure system. And it was like a floppy disk, like a holder with a little key and a lock because nobody could get to it. I mean, when we talk about these risks, but also system, the way these systems run, what is unique to you when you look at this?
Yeah, the lack of resiliency in air travel. So when we think about like resiliency, just like, you know, redundant systems, backup systems, things kind of moving to, you know, modern cloud computing, we haven't seen the travel industry adopt a lot of the same modernization that's happened across like financial services or insurance or legal services, where companies like rapidly reinvented themselves and moved to the cloud. I think the airline industry specifically is under so much scrutiny for profitability, as a lot of the airlines are publicly traded, but also the airlines don't, you know, they lease the space in the airports. They don't own the airport. And the airports themselves are often what are having the issues. Like the baggage handling system and the baggage handling software at the airport is likely owned and operated by the airport and not by the airlines that, you know, lease space inside of the airport. And so the people that are actually making the money in travel aren't the ones that are maintaining those systems. Same as like the government systems behind ATC, like, you know, sure, every time we fly, we pay a small amount of money for, you know, the TSA and for like, you know, the airline modernization, but we, you know, our tax dollars pay the FAA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, and that's the other issue, is the fact that, as you mentioned, that the airports are, the airlines tend to get blamed for a lot of these things that happen. What happens, or what other industries can learn from the mistakes that airports/airlines are making?
I think healthcare has learned it already, and that's the one we should cast our lens on. So a lot of the biggest breaches in the last 4 to 5 years have been from major healthcare companies that were running dated and legacy systems. And it wasn't until regulation drove the manufacturers of said systems to make updates available to these legacy medical devices or these, you know, lab systems and imaging systems that actually led to there to be improvements in how vulnerable those systems were. It was driven from regulation to say, hey, if you still sell support for this system, it needs to be, you know, free of vulnerabilities, or it needs to be secure, was like some of the updates to like health information and privacy. Whereas like we need to see travel or, you know, critical infrastructure see the same thing, whether it's air travel or power infrastructure, where the regulators drive the manufacturers of these, of this physical equipment, hardware oftentimes, to have to update and patch vulnerabilities in those systems.
Excuse me. So with that said, do you see this becoming more of an issue, or are we now well aware of it, that things are actively happening behind the scene? And especially because we want to make sure that travelers are able to prepare. Is there anything that they can do to prepare or to prevent?
Yeah. So more aware is probably the key thing to key in on there. We all just need to be aware of the, like, the reality of the fragility of the systems that operate a lot of our, you know, air infrastructure and the travel infrastructure. It's old. You know, we need to let, like, lobby the operators of the airports and the you know, the FAA or our congresspeople to do more to make this system more resilient if we don't want to be impacted by travel. With all that said, though, we've all been delayed on flights before, probably all from the same airport, but these things happen. And so the system is, while nobody likes to be late, nobody likes to miss their plans, like, oh, there's no excuse for any of that stuff, but the system absorbed it all, right? Everyone eventually got where they needed to go. People were rebooked or rerouted to other air flights and other air. And I think that's like a testament to air travel in a nutshell, though there were inconveniences for a lot of people. Like, we didn't face an air disaster from these outages. Even when we look at the what happened in Europe with the you know, the ticketing and baggage handling software from that aerospace company that led to, like, Brussels airport, I think, had a fifth or a quarter of all flights get disrupted or delayed. Berlin airport had about the same. Heathrow airport had a number of flights get disrupted or delayed. Yeah, there were many passengers that were stranded, or, you know, at Berlin airport, I think someone even said they had to go back to manually checking people in, where they hard input everyone's ticket numbers into the system, check the, you know, the like, no scanning of passports or no scanning of tickets or auto printing of bags for baggage receipts. But, like, they were able to push through, obviously, with delays. And so the systems are old, but they are still working. And I think that's the delicate balance, where we're not done yet with experiencing outages before we see a lot of improvements or before we see less. I predict more of this before it gets better.
I was just going to ask, how fragile is the situation right now? Kind of like a house of cards come tumbling down.
Yeah, I can only look at the two incidents that we've seen the last couple of weeks and say that, like, you know, this, I expect to see more. I haven't personally looked at, like, the systems at all these airports, only know from working. So in my current role, we help companies protect their data, and we do these risk assessments where we help them determine just how at risk their data is. And I can tell you that in transportation as a whole of an industry, they rank pretty poorly on how well they protect their digital assets, usually due to low budgets, you know? And so until we see that change, we're probably not going to see the infrastructure get more resilient. So I'd say that, like, we've opened Pandora's box, or, you know, we're at the tip of what could be uncovering more problems. Yeah. House of cards, maybe. I'll have to come back in 6 months and tell you what I think about that, David.
Matt, is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Other than, if they're interested in learning more about cybercrime, they could tune into my podcast, State of Cybercrime. But other than that, that's probably it.
You got it. That is Matt Radelich, cybersecurity, with us here on KRLD. Thanks so much for the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.